שלום, העשיריות התורניות של...
Hello, the tens on duty today are Brazil 1 and Latin 7.
Buenos días, querido Rav, queridos amigos.
Hello, good morning, dear Rav, dear friends, with huge joy.
Porque verdaderamente...
Because I can share my heart and say a few words in truth for this preparation. Each one of the friends contributed part of this common feeling we're building now. We met every day with the Brazil 10. They gave us such an example. We felt so small. The Creator gave us many gifts. Many gifts to our 10 lately, and we felt a clear invitation before this connection that we need the mutual support, we need the arvut, we want to be ready to build a kli. And all the last lessons on the topic of entering the spiritual world, we want to feel together with you that we are ready. Latin 7 and Brazil, we're ready with you. We're going to hold you the entire lesson. We're going to be in deep prayer. We're going to demand from the creators. One of the friends said a few minutes ago, we were going to be victorious over the Creator and bestow Him contentment.
An excerpt from Rabash. We must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong? But when all are rich, smart, or strong, etc., how can one help another? We see that there is one thing that is common to all, the mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit.
Workshop ativo. Cada amigo descreva para a dezena o quão importante os amigos são para ele.
Question for an active workshop. Each friend describes to the 10 how important all the friends are to him. Active workshop, each friend describes to the 10 how important all the friends are to him.
One day to the next, we realize that on your own, alone, there is no such thing in spirituality. And in fact, we talked about it yesterday. I was on campus in Carmiel, and we talked specifically about this point a lot, about how much we have to constantly always listen through the ears of the 10, how much we have to always put the desires of the 10 on ourselves, how much we have to always stop thinking through our own head, through our own thoughts, and through our own desires, and start to think through the desires of the 10. In short, without you, there is no entrance to spirituality. That is quite evident.
We see in the lessons how Rav explains the entire wisdom of Kabbalah through our work in the 10, through our efforts to connect And you see that if you're not in the ten and you work with the friends, you put in the effort to connect, and there's seemingly no meaning to Rav's words. You can understand anything that is said unless you're implementing it, or trying at least to implement it with a friend. You understand how the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of how to connect with friends in the ten.
I just had a thought about our path without the ten, without the friends. And it is simply, within a second, you realize that there is no such thing. You cannot even depict it, any spiritual path, any spiritual work without a ten. It seemingly creates a black hole where you feel that you're completely detached. And then you realize to what extent the ten has become truly an inseparable part of our life. And from that, you get the importance, because you realize, you understand that it's impossible in any other way.
It was plainly evident when we described the conditions for entering spirituality today. We came to the question of, okay, there's the conditions before me, but how do I actualize them? How do I meet them? And it was clear that unless you stick to the friends, if there isn't a ten that is holding you, there's no chance of carrying out or keeping any of the conditions.
Yes, and yesterday in the evening Zoom meeting, I suddenly felt that it's as if they put an oxygen mask on my face, and I started to live and to breathe through you. And then I realized to what extent I was disconnected, and how much from one day to the next, from one Zoom meeting to the next, from one lesson to the next, how much I depend on you. You are the ones who are giving me life. And now let's try together to breathe some more spiritual air of life from the connection between us, from the lesson, so that it will give us power, and we will supply each other that power throughout the day.
I too feel like Dudi, that you are my shelter from my ego, from corporeality, from this physicality or the spiritual layer in my reality.
Querido Creador, te agradecemos por permitirnos generar.
Dear Creator, we thank you for allowing us to form a greater deficiency through our efforts above the ascents and descents. Make us worthy of serving you through the friends. Open our hearts so that we can feel the tower of abundance that you have prepared, which can be found only in the center of the ten. Hold us together in the kut with you so that we may pray for our unity for your sake.
Pergunta para o workshop silencioso.
A question for a silent workshop. I pray that my friends will be filled with the upper abundance so that we all enter true state of deficiency for connection. In a silent workshop, I pray that my friends will be filled with the upper abundance, so that we all enter a true state of deficiency for connection.